Well, we managed some scattered showers and storms yesterday. As expected, the coverage was still not great, but we're gradually seeing an increase. Tell you what, parts of St. Augustine had more than 3 inches of rain yesterday. There were some other parts of St. Augustine, like the south side, though, that didn't get anything at all. Bay Meadows picked up about 1.5 inches of rain. But again, if you go in either direction, about a few miles north and south, nothing at all. And so we'll continue to see these tropical downpours develop. But it does look like the coverage continues to increase a little bit each day this week. So that's some good news and is promising. It still looks to be especially prevalent, the rainfall inland. But there'll be an opportunity for the beaches. And that's especially late at night into the morning hours as the showers and a few storms develop with a tropical flow off the Atlantic. And then have a tendency to transition and shift more inland, develop inland with time. So by late morning and the lunch hour, it's mainly the I-95 corridor, plus or minus a few miles, of course. And then pushes to Highway 301 by mid-afternoon and well inland, closer to I-75 by late afternoon. And that leaves Jacksonville and northeastern Florida mostly dry for that late afternoon commute, which is good news. And that pattern generally looks to hold for today. The storm's even a little more numerous for tomorrow and Friday, so rainfall amounts could be even greater and storms and showers lasting a little bit longer in any one location. We're now about 0.5 foot below average for June rainfall at the International Airport, so really quite significant. We're just quite lucky that the humidity has been high, the winds have not been particularly strong, and we've not had a lot of lightning storms that without rainfall that would potentially produce wildfires. But we need rain, no doubt about it, especially for this time of year. Even our annual rainfall for the year, which has been above average virtually all year long, is now closing into no better than about average, thanks again largely to the very dry last few weeks. And then as we get into your holiday weekend, well, the scattered showers and storms continue Saturday, but it looks like we start to dry out a bit by Sunday and Monday, which would, of course, be Independence Day, the 4th of July. Still see a few showers and storms for Sunday and Monday, but looks like the activity will be becoming more widely scattered by then. Means a little bit hotter temperatures again, too, potentially reaching the low 90s by Monday. In the tropics, we continue to track that tropical wave that's been moving across the Atlantic a week ago, came off the coast of Africa, headed into the southeastern Caribbean today, and will just scoot right across the northern coast of South America, namely Venezuela, and work its way westbound. Pretty straightforward track, and that's the good news. There's not much to change this or cause any big deviations. Aruba will even get some heavy rain and gusty winds today and tonight from this system, which could become Bonnie. And then it's into the southwestern Caribbean, where the conditions do appear quite favorable for strengthening. If it has time, it still will continue to move quickly to the west. It'll only be over the southwest Caribbean for 24 to 36 hours. That's where it's got a shot to intensify, and then it'll be into Central America, Nicaragua, Guatemala, perhaps even Costa Rica, which is not real common, by the way, to have a tropical system that far south. But it looks like this one will be. And then it'll actually emerge over the East Pacific. And if it holds together as a system without losing its identity, so to speak, maybe quite literally, I guess you could say, over Central America, it will maintain the name Bonnie if it gets named in the Caribbean. It will maintain that name if it remains the same storm over the East Pacific. I say if it remains the main storm because sometimes they dissipate and kind of get what leftover moisture and energy is remaining gets sucked up by another system and turns into a different one and a new one. We saw that happen with Alex back earlier this month. But in this case, it looks like it would be the same one. Time will tell, of course, but it won't spend much time over Central America. That's a pretty narrow area of land, and then becoming back out over the open East Pacific. And then we also have our tropical disturbance off the coast of Texas, but that continues to move westbound, bring some heavy rain to South Texas, which is not a bad thing. They need the rain, but staying well west of Florida, so no local impacts. Then there's the next tropical wave out over the Central Atlantic, moving to the west-northwest. And initially, while conditions seem favorable for organization and strengthening, the long-term trends are for this system as it heads toward the greater Antilles and or the Southwest Atlantic, and perhaps even Florida, in about a week's time or maybe 6 days or so, very near or shortly after the 4th of July, that it would not be a significant system. More than anything else, perhaps still just a tropical wave or degenerating into a tropical wave and producing more rainfall across the area than anything else. That's the early call. Of course, still a lot to happen there potentially, and we'll continue to track that system carefully, and as well as a couple of other waves that are already coming off the coast of Africa. Always more Talking the Tropics with Mike at WO. WOKV.com and ActionNewsJax.com. With all your weather all the time, I'm Chief Meteorologist Mike Burrish from the CBS 47 at Fox 30 Action News Jax First Alert Weather Center for 104.5 WOKV.